On 6PR Breakfast, it's time for sport with Kim Hagdorn.
Make 2020 your fittest year yet. Go home and get fit with Orbit Fitness Equipment.
Not only was he not the best player over the last 12 months, Dave Warner, it's a bad look, given what happened, that he's the Allan Border medalist.
Well, there's two bits of incorrect information that is out today, is that Dave Warner's not the best cricketer, in my opinion, going around. And this one from David, who says, good morning, gents. Just spilt my coffee hearing that Ngatanui is the best player in the AFL. What a load of rubbish and not even the top 10 material. Dustin Martin, Patrick Cripps. Unbelievable. That's from David. I tend to agree. The champion data have lost the plot. If he's the best player.
It's impact. It's not best player. It's impact.
According to the champion data, he's the number one player in the competition.
Impact player.
Impact player. And I think
he played five games last
impact player.
Played five games.
Yeah, wait for age.
A lot of impact there. Five games.
Well, was the.
Well, I think most of those champion data assessments going into this season and even into last season when West Coast, as the running premiers, were rated as quite a poor midfield. However, they'd had an outstanding, you know, late August, September of 2018. It's an impact player. I've said champion data got it right there because they've agreed with Kim Hagdorn.
There you go.
I've said for
Steve,
many years that when he plays, he's the most impacting player
Steve,
in the competition.
Did you hear that?
So there, Stephen.
Steve, it's not the West, it's not Channel 7, it's Kim Hagdorn. Now, what about Dave Warner? Heather wants to have her. So let's let Heather go first, because I reckon she's going to echo what a lot of people think. Morning, Heather.
Oh, you, mate.
Oh, good morning, Basil and Steve. Yes, I feel though he wasn't my choice. I would have picked Patrick Cummings for his contribution for the season, for all his wickets, and he's pretty good with the bat at times too. You know, I would have picked Patrick Cummings for sure.
Oh, Heather, just be a bit provoked. Don't go away, Heather.
Oh, stay there.
Do you like him because he's just a good-looking, big, strapping young bloke?
No, not that.
He's just,
he's very talented with the bowling, and I mean, it's a bonus that he's got good looks. I agree with you, but he is a talented cricketer.
Yeah, and look, and one thing I do say, thanks, Heather. I reckon there's a lot of emotion about David Warner because he's still not overly popular, and I'll put that very politely. And let me tell you, everyone, whether you like it or not, he's not overly popular around the Australian cricket circles either. They are all on eggshells around this guy because he's quite volatile. Mm. He insists on a lot. He bitches and grizzles behind the scenes, but he's had a bloody good last 12 months.
Has he had the best 12 months out of any Australian cricketer?
I think so.
He has.
I think so.
We've got about the Ashes, boys. Well, I mean, fair dinkum.
But you can have four or five really terrible games in any season and still emerge as the best player voted, whether it be a male or female competition or whatever. Even Elisa Healy, I think, was a bit unfortunate to not be the women's top cricketer there. Belinda Clark was run by Elise Perry because of her test match weighting.
Yes.
Now, every vote that every player gets in a test match is rated six times more. So if you get three votes, that's 18, for
multiplied
instance.
By six.
If you get top votes in a one-day international, male and female, it's multiplied by three. Mm. If you get top votes in a T20, it's multiplied by two. So David Warner had a shocking Ashes series. Now, Steve Smith didn't have a great summer here when David Warner was dominating after Steve Smith's Ashes. Steve Smith 774, an average of 110 in the Ashes, just 254 runs over the summer. Now, Heather's talked about Paddy Cummins. Paddy Cummins, in his test match cricket, only made 119 runs at an average of 9.
He's a bowler.
In his one-day internationals.
How many wickets did he take?
He took 60 test match wickets.
Well, there you go.
He only took two lots of five. He took 14 threes and fours. He took 10 lots of threes in his wickets. He was very, very consistent, but that wouldn't have got him the big three votes in test matches, and then three votes multiplied by the six is 18. Smith and Warner clearly ultimately were Australia's best performed players in the three levels, and Smith in particular only in test match cricket. Here's Smith's T20s. Smith only played six matches of T20 cricket, whereas three times he didn't even bat.
Yeah.
So it all starts to stack against.
I see what you're saying.
And only one vote separated David Warner and Steve Smith, 194 to 193.
Yeah.
Remember, Steve Smith missed one test during the Ashes. That's
so
probably cost him the Border medal.
So what you're saying is under this system, they've probably got the right winner based on the system. Right. We don't think the system's right.
No, and where I reckon you blokes are wrong, and a lot of you, and I'm having to bite my tongue a bit because I'm still sceptical about David Warner.
Yeah.
But the guy can play. You've got to have your best player on the team. He's not popular.
Yeah.
So be careful with
being. I'm not saying he can't play. But
No. But you're saying he shouldn't be the medalist.
Why get 60 wickets and wins the Ashes? He doesn't even get a look in.
Graham, good morning. What do you think?
Oh, Marnus Labuschagne, for goodness sake. So Warner, he's got the medal for one score against Pakistan, and to be quite honest, Mills, he could have got 300 against Pakistan. So
I don't know about that, but thank you, Graham.
So Labuschagne, during the voting period from late January or early January last year till just early January this year, Marnus Labuschagne wasn't a guaranteed lock in any of the other forms, even the test team. Yeah. So he only went in during the Ashes. So Marnus is probably a rightfully third or fourth. So I think we've got the right top four, but the argument is the winner. And whether you like it or not, I think the voting system stacks up and helps David Warner be justified.
Yes, yes.
I've got some footy news too, which we can't ignore.
Peter, good morning.
Yeah, good morning. I think the voting system's a bit wrong. I think players should get rewarded much more for away tests and away fixtures rather than home fixtures. Yeah. I think.
Although, to be fair, Peter Haggers has said, that doesn't happen with the Brownlow medal. I mean, if Nat Fyfe gets 40 possessions away from home and gets 40 possessions at Optus, he still only gets three votes.
Or 40 possessions against Richmond and six goals.
Yeah, no, pressure playing in an Ashes match and playing New Zealand on a flat track.
No, I get that. But in other comparable medals, it doesn't get weighted that way, does it? Righto, Hags, all yours.
Yeah, look, Fremantle suffered another anxious injury moment with a key defender yesterday in Joel Hamling. Now, we know that Fremantle are going to have troubles getting Alex Pearce and Nathan Wilson to start the 2020 season. I suspect both of those running against time, excuse the pun, to play in round one, and David Mundy will be weeks out into the season. But Joel Hamling just tweaked a bit of an ankle in match simulation yesterday, but a very, very impressive match simulation. One of the better ones I've seen from Fremantle. A little bit sloppy at times, but I think the enthusiasm levels are up. And given that Hamling will be okay, went off the park. Apparently it's not that bad, but he might have a quieter rest of the week. But the signs with the likes of Griffin Logue streaming from halfback and Stephen Hill streaming for halfback looking very impressive in their match sim, Millsy. But the other one that was really noticeable yesterday, it was Hayden Young. Now, he was their top draft pick, Fremantle, picked at number 7. And he just looks as though he probably, perhaps even being prepared to play the Nathan Wilson role from back pocket
so
halfback.
He might play from
I would say, especially given the injury concerns. So watch for Joel Hamling. I reckon he'll emerged. He's a bit sore. He's probably okay.
Jeremy McGovern?
West Coast. Jeremy McGovern. I just can't come to terms with how West Coast is saying he's going to be right. Just rehab running again yesterday. A bit better than last Monday. Josh Rotham tweaked a bit of a calf. Watch, though, for West Coast to rule Kennedy and McGovern definitely out of the All-Stars match. So no McGovern. And a decision, I reckon, within days on Nick Natanui. They're saying he's put his hand up to play.
I don't think he will.